This is Chris Butera of ReviewFix.com interviewing Pat O'Brien from Cannibal Corpse. How long have you been playing guitar for?
Shoot, that's a good question. Man, I don't even know how to answer that. Well over 20 years, I'd say. Yeah.
So what was the first guitar that you ever had?
My mom and dad, I guess, got me an SG copy. It was called a Montoya. It was a real cheap electric, but it was a copy of an SG because I was into Angus Young. I wanted to play guitar like Angus Young.
Yeah. So he was your...
And Tony Iommi, actually.
Yeah.
And they both played SG, so I had to have a guitar with horns on it, so I got
it. So you could say those two were your original influences.
Definitely so, yeah. There's very many influences, but Iommi and probably, and Van Halen, of course. Probably Van Halen, AC/DC, Black Sabbath, and UFO. Got to be my earliest influences.
You remember your first gig?
Ah, that's a good question. Yeah, I do. I did. Like, we played some college. It was fucking horrible. Yeah, I remember. It was really bad. Yep. I wanted to quit right then and there.
What songs have you guys been testing on the road from the new album?
What songs have you been testing?
Yeah.
We've been playing, kind of a good question here. I gotta think here. As Deep as the Knife Will Go, we've been doing that. Encased in Concrete. Demented Aggression, we've been playing. Scourge of Iron. I don't think we've really done anything else but those. Let me think here. Second song, Raw Bird, on the album. We played about 5 songs total, but tonight we're playing only like 4. So,
what's your favorite song on the album?
That's a good question too. I pretty much like all of them. Probably for me, Followed Home and Killed. That's probably my favorite because I wrote it. That's one of my favorites.
What's the crowd response been to the new songs?
So far, it's been really good, especially for Scourge of Iron. Definitely really good.
What's the songwriting process for you?
I come up with riffs and just bring them to practice, and then me and Paul basically just hammer it out until I can come up with an arrangement that I like or whatever. Just do little changes and stuff like that. And then from there, the words are laid on top of it. So.
Now, you were in Nevermore on a couple of albums and an EP for a while. How did you feel about their breakup?
It's kind of a little disappointing because it's something that didn't need to happen, I don't think. I know why it happened, basically, and I don't want to really get into that. I think it's just not necessary that it had to happen in the first place. But who knows? Maybe they'll get back together.
How was your time at Nevermore anyway?
It was very chaotic. A lot of drinking, a lot of partying, which is a lot of it was my fault. It was a lot of good times and bad times. It depended.
What are your thoughts on the Randy Blythe situation?
I think it sucks shit. I'm glad he's out. I hear he's out now. So yeah, I think it's just complete bullshit. You know, but that's the problem with going to different countries. You know, it sounds all, you know, glamorous and all this and that, and, you know, exciting, but, you know, different countries have different laws and they do things differently, and you have to expect that, you know.
Now, you used to be in Monstrosity also for a brief period of time after George Corpsegrinder Fisher joined Cannibal Corpse, so you guys weren't really... you guys didn't really know each other at that point, but do you guys ever just, like, shoot the shit about it now?
We talk about Monstrosity here and there, you know. When I was playing, when I played with Monstrosity, Jason Avery was actually singing. And I did a tour with them, which was Broken Hope, Monstrosity, and Vader, actually. Vader was doing their Keep the Funnest tour. And, I think a tour lasted a little over a month, 9 weeks or something like that, I'm not really sure. It was a good tour, very hard shit to play. You know, it was very good for my guitar playing because after Nevermore, I really wasn't playing any guitar, so I got an opportunity to go tour with Monstrosity and learn their shit and play it, and it was something that I needed to do.
Now you mentioned you played with Broken Hope before. How do you feel about them being together again?
Oh, I I think it's great. I think it's too bad about their singer, you know.
Yeah.
That singer, you know, that's kind of sucks. But,
yeah.
But we'll see what happens. We'll see how that goes. How it goes.
You were filling in for Jeff Hanneman of Slayer for a period of time about a year ago.
Yeah.
How did that come about, and, you know, what was that experience like?
I'm kind of confused about how it came about. I think maybe Brian Slagle kind of had something to do with it from Metal Blade. Brian, he's the president of Metal Blade. And a couple other recommendations. I think Gary recommended me too, Gary Holt. Because Gary had to go to South America to fill in for warm up for Iron Maiden. Actually, had some shows with Iron Maiden. So he needed somebody to sub. So I had to fill in for Gary, basically. And it all went down really, really fast. Brian Slagle called me and mentioned if I'd be interested in helping him out if they needed me. I said, yeah, sure, but let me know what's going on. And I didn't hear anything for like probably 2 or 3 weeks. And all of a sudden I get this call, you know, we want you out here in 3 days. So I had to bust my ass and learn all the songs.
Yeah.
Learn as many songs as I could. I had about a week and a half to learn all their songs and play them live. It was pretty intimidating. A lot of hard work.
How was it like to hang out with those guys?
It was cool hanging out with them. I had a great time hanging out with them. You know, I wish I wasn't so much under pressure to learn all the songs, though. I wish they would have gave me a heads up a little bit earlier, but I guess this is the way things work out.
Now, I heard that you're an NRA member. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay. And so, what's some of your favorite guns?
I have many. I guess my favorite gun of all time is probably the shotgun. I like shotguns.
Now for this tour, what are some of your favorite bands on the bill?
Actually, I like all the bands for what they do. You know, probably my favorite bands are probably like Goat Horror and Exhumed. You know, that's just more down my alley of playing. But actually, I like all the bands. You know, I think the bassist is great. I mean, I think all the bands. Cerebral War, I think they're great. I mean, Chopper Cowboy's fucking killer. They're all killer. The players are just amazing. So. But for music preference, I'd be more likely probably to stick a Goat Horror or Exhumed.
Having said how the players are amazing, now, metal has just gotten so much more progressive and so much more technical, and it breaks so many barriers into what genres are anymore. What are your thoughts on the evolution of metal, and like, where do you think it could even go next?
Good question. I think it's amazing where it has gone. It's gone in such a technical direction. I think we are kind of forerunners of that. Us and Suffocation, you know, of course, and Morbid Angel fans. But I think with the internet, with all the information out there, with all the tab and all the just that, you know, with all the crazy stuff on the internet, with the computers, as I say. With GarageBand and all the stuff, people just have, you know, I think kids just have more access to learn things, you know, where we didn't back at, you know, starting out. So I think musicians are getting better and better. And I think it's probably just going to keep on progressing, you know.
Now, you were also in Ceremony for a while, too.
That was before.
Could you tell me about that a little bit?
I'm based out of Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area. Okay, and that was basically a local band that I got together with some of these other guys, and we kind of wound up forming this band. And I was able to try to keep it together long enough to get a demo out of it, you know. But there was always some kind of problem, or this or that. Bands there just never stick together, and it was kind of frustrating. It was, like I said, it was very hard to keep it together. But I was able to keep it together for that demo, and that's kind of what was my ticket out of there.
Yeah. What's your lyrical inspiration?
I don't really write lyrics.
Oh, no?
Like, lyrics are probably going to be like Black Sabbath lyrics or something like that. I don't write any lyrics for Hannibal.
What are some of your favorite horror movies?
I like the older ones, you know. First Friday the 13th, Halloween, all the old zombie movies, you know, Night of the Living Dead, Return of the Living Dead, even like some like more comical ones. Those are my favorites, like the older movies, Last House on the Left, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, what's your opinion on remakes? for all these movies, seeming as Hollywood doesn't really have any ideas at all.
Well, the remakes I think they're kind of annoying in a lot of ways because they're not coming up with an original concept like they did back in the day, you know? Like they remade The Thing, which that was a great movie, I thought, the first one. And the new one, I don't think it added up. It wasn't, it goes the first one, didn't it? You know, if you're going to do a remake, make it a hell of a lot better than the first one, you know? I remember when The Shining, I thought was great, and they remade that, and it sucked, you know? So, yeah.
Now, what are your favorite albums that you've checked out this year, metal or non-metal, it doesn't matter?
Honestly, I haven't really checked out much of anything.
Okay.
You know?
Be your dream tour to be on?
Probably Slayer. Metallica Slayer, probably, yeah.
Finally, what's your superpower?
My superpower?
Yeah.
My superpower. Probably my inner strength given to me from my father. That's about as far as I can go with that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.